All right, so thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for serving, for investing in what God is doing. And I want to just kind of take just a couple minutes before our next song. And we've been on a journey, and if you've been with us, we started the week after, we started Easter week. So about three months ago, we started on this journey called Believe. And we did 10 weeks. We had 10 weeks in the first section, which was to believe like Jesus believes. This has been a journey for us as a church. I mean, it's really been a journey for us to really lock in to what the fundamentals are of what it means to be a Christ follower, to believe like Jesus. Now, we're taking a little break for the summer, and July is a month of celebration. We had a great week planned for next week with Mark Miro here. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But then we're going to launch in September. We're going to launch into the second section of this. This is going to be a lot more about practical living, what it means to act like Jesus acted, what it means to live out this faith that we have now in this Believe series that we've had. And then we'll kick that back off again in January, and that is to be like Jesus. And so the next two sections of this, of our series that takes us all the way through to Easter of 2018, is going to really be, what is this, when we put this in action, what is it like for us to walk and live as a Christ follower now that we have this foundational belief? And so when we started on the journey on Believe, we said these are some foundational things that we believe. That we believe that the God of the Bible is the one true God. That he exists as one God in three parts. He exists as God the Father. He exists as God the Son, who is Jesus. And he exists as God the Holy Spirit. And that's God at work alive in us as the temple of God, residing in us, leading us and guiding us in our lives. The same Spirit that hovered over the waters of creation that we see in Genesis is the same Spirit of God that is alive in us. We talked about that. And we talked about that our God, the God of the Bible, the God of the universe, the only one true God, is a God that wants to have a personal relationship with us. He's not some far off, distant galaxy God that doesn't have anything, that just kind of set things in motion and then just took off and went to a different galaxy. We believe that the God of the universe actually desires to have a personal relationship with us. So in that journey of foundational beliefs, we said, how do we have a personal relationship with God? And we came to the point that there's nothing that we could do. See, every other religion in the world, every single other religion is about what we must do to climb the ladder to find out who God is. Christianity is the only religion in the world where God actually came down to man to reveal himself to man. And so there's nothing that we in ourselves can do, so that none of us can boast, but that we come to this point of putting our trust and we put our complete faith in Jesus. And part of faith is putting our trust in him, surrendering our all to him. And so we said that we're saved by the grace of God through our faith in what Jesus has already done for us on the cross, which is what we just celebrated in remembering the sacrifice that he made for us. And then what we looked at in Scripture, and we've talked about this a couple weeks ago when Pastor Tyler and Justin were on the stage together, and I talked about this on week three or week four of our series. What we see in almost every single conversion experience that we see in Scripture, what we've seen is in almost every single one, is that when a person comes to this point of faith, then they publicly demonstrate that to those around them, and sealing the deal in Christian baptism. To baptize means to immerse, to plunge, or to dip. And so what we see in Scripture is that people would preach the gospel message or share the gospel message one-on-one or sometimes in groups of people. We saw this on the day of Pentecost, where there was 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people. On the day of Pentecost, Peter shared the gospel message to those in the crowd. And that day, the church was born when 3,000 people accepted that message and demonstrated their faith by saying, I'm going all in, literally. I'm going all in with this Christian walk. And then what happens is, when we are immersed into Christ, we're baptized into Jesus Christ, it's symbolic of washing away our sins and our old life. And so we go under the water, and like Justin said just a little bit ago, it's just for a brief second. Although if you sin a whole lot, we hold you down a little bit longer. Just kidding. And so you go under the water for a brief second. Just that brief second. that you're under the water is symbolic of you dying to your old self. And just as Jesus rose from the grave, you raise up new in this new life with Christ. And so that's what we're going to get to see, and that's what we're going to get to participate. Now, there's two groups of people. There was at least two groups of people probably in the room today. Those of you who are making, this is like your flag. You're sticking your flag in the sand today and saying, this is the day. This is the day that marks where I am committing my life to Christ for the very first time. This is the day that I'm going to remember on this day, July the 23rd, 2017. This is the day that I'm making a stand and I'm making a profession of faith in front of my church family that this is what I want to do and I want to be a follower of Christ. Some of you are making that. You're crossing the line of faith for the very, very first time. Others of you, if you were like me, you grew up in the church, but you didn't understand baptism exactly the way that we kind of teach that and the way Scripture teaches it. And maybe you were sprinkled as a baby. Or maybe you were baptized at such a young age that the decision really wasn't yours or you don't remember it. And we actually have references in Scripture about this. There was a time in Acts chapter 18, I believe it is, when the Apostle Paul had gone to live with Priscilla, a church leader in the church, Priscilla and Aquila, and began to teach them, really get into discipleship and rooted in the Word of God, began to teach them. Priscilla and Aquila went to one of the leaders of the community in this ancient town of Corinth and talked to Apollos, who was a political leader of the day. And Apollos was preaching about the gospel of Christ, but he was leaving a lot of things out. He was a great guy, but he was leaving a lot of things out. And Priscilla and Aquila went and taught him the way of the gospel and the way of Jesus' baptism and what that meant. And so some of you, like me, as I grew up this way where I was sprinkled as a baby. And then later on, I wanted to make that. That was an awesome decision that my parents made. It was an awesome dedication to the Lord that my parents made when I was a baby. But later on, I wanted to have this faith be my faith. I wanted to say, this is the point where I'm making this decision for Christ on my own. And so some of you in a separate group, some of you, maybe you don't remember your baptism. Maybe you know, baptism is not something you have to do every time you sin. Otherwise, you know, some of you would have to be baptized every week. And some of you would have to live in water, you know. So this is not something that we have to do every single time we sin. You know, we're covered by the blood of Jesus, but this is a one-time thing. But if you don't remember this event, or if you were sprinkled for some way, we think you're really missing out on the death and the burial and the resurrection of immersion and what baptism means. And so some of you, if you can't remember your baptism or it wasn't your own decision in baptism, we just ask you, we're just opening up the baptistry for you today, and we're saying, hey, if you want to do this, this is between you and God. We're not questioning your salvation on this. We're just saying this is between you and God if you want to participate in this. So what we're going to do is we're going to sing a song right now, and so I'm going to ask you if you'll stand with us during this time. And we're going to have some folks over here on your right-hand side of the auditorium, my left over here. We have some folks over here that are going to receive you. If you would like to make that decision and be baptized this morning, whichever way, if it's the very first time or if you would like to be baptized and you've been baptized before at a very young age or don't remember it or feel like that you need to make this new commitment in your life. I'm going to pray over you. We're going to sing this song. And during the song, if you'll just make your way over to this cross over here to my left, your right. All right, let me pray for you. Father, we thank you so much for this service and the time that we're just carving out to dedicate this time to celebrating with you transformation and life change that your Holy Spirit has for us in our lives and in our community and in our church. And God, we're excited anytime that any of us move closer to who you want us to be and our divine purpose in living and what life is. We are celebrating what you're doing through that transformation in our church family and in every one of our lives in this room. We all needed rescue. And you are a faithful God. And you actually stepped down out of heaven and rescued us. We're celebrating that today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.